Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists create connectivity solutions that change the way we work, live, and play. Like Kunle, a Comcast engineer who is focused on revolutionizing the in-home Wi-Fi experience today and for the next generation. Kunle builds powerful Xfinity Wi-Fi devices that deliver a fast, reliable connection with capacity to connect hundreds of high-bandwidth devices at once and next-level latency for the applications of the future, like augmented and virtual reality and cloud gaming. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/Wi-Fi.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But a rather disturbing front page story on today's Irish Independent. A Dublin judge has found that TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency, did not comply with court directions to return cases to court where a social worker was not allocated to a child in their care within 4 weeks. Judge Conor Fotrell conducted an inquiry after learning that 160 children under the care of one social work department did not have an allocated social worker. Shane Phelan has the story. He's the legal affairs editor of the Irish Independent. Good morning, Shane.
Morning, Ivan.
I read your article. This is truly disturbing. Give us some of the details.
Yeah, so I suppose just to let listeners know what this all centres on, it's to do with the district court, which has a significant jurisdiction to remove a child from a parent and place them in the care of the estate where there's concerns for the safety and welfare of that child. And the court's role doesn't end there. It has a supervisory role. And built into these care orders are directions that if the child does not get a social worker within 4 weeks, the case must be re-entered before the court, and the court can ask questions as to why this hasn't happened. And why is it important that children in care have a social worker? Well, a social worker has a crucial role. You know, they are involved in, or they're responsible for coordinating the care of the child, including arranging care plan reviews and also visiting the child in care, such as foster care, at regular intervals. And what Judge Conor Fotrell found when he was reviewing one of these cases was that a child had not been allocated a social worker. And he became concerned because he wanted to know why was this case not re-entered, if that was the case. And he looked for a list from one social work department in Dublin of all of the children who had not been allocated a social worker and whose cases had not been re-entered. And he did this early last year, and the list came back. There was 160 names on that list. So the judge decided to launch his own inquiry, essentially. And over the months that followed, he basically took TUSLA to task. He had TUSLA officials into court. He wanted to know how widespread the problem was, and so on and so forth. He produced a decision earlier this week, which is essentially the findings of his inquiry, and that centered on findings that there were around 250 children in this category. Now, the number is actually much larger, we know, because he said that shortly before delivering his findings that he was informed by TUSLA of another 666 directions that TUSLA had not complied with.
Yeah, I read that, and there's a couple of even more aggravating factors. There was a particular case going back to 2022 where the current CEO did not escalate it up to board level. I mean, all of this and the acute lack of social workers is primarily a matter for the board of TUSLA, the CEO and the Department of Children and Norma Foley, the minister. And, you know, if there's a shortage, if it's a national crisis situation, it needs to be pushed up the line.
It does. I mean, this is one of the, I suppose, most shocking aspects of this is that the judge determines that senior TUSLA officials, including the current chief executive, Kate Duggan, knew about this issue in 2022, but he said absolutely no action was taken and no one took responsibility. So Kate Duggan at the time, she had another role in TUSLA.
Because at the time, the CEO was Bernard Gloucester, who's now CEO of the HSE.
Yeah, And at the time, she said she was aware of it, but she did not escalate it to the then CEO or to Tuzla's executive management team, as it was deemed an operational matter. Now, Ms. Duggan was invited to come to the court to answer questions from the judge. She didn't take up that opportunity. She did write to the judge, we know from that correspondence that there was an apology from Tuzla. The explanation given was that there had been a national shortage of social workers and a growing number of referrals, and because of this, it had been increasingly difficult to allocate a social worker for every child in care. But I suppose this didn't explain why they weren't complying with the court orders and re-entering the cases. Ms. Duggan, and there was another official, a regional manager who was, the focus of this inquiry as well. They both accepted that the cases should have been re-entered, and that, you know, on reflection, Ms. Duggan said on reflection, she should have reported it up the line.
So, Shane, when we put this together, with reports late last year that more than 37 children in the care of Tuzla went missing, and you have the Kieran Dernan case ongoing, is there a case for the government to consider that elements of Tuzla may be dysfunctional?
I don't really know the answer to that question. I do think there are significant concerns there, particularly around the issue of complying with court orders. A recurring theme seems to be that, you know, we don't have the resources to deal with these court orders. But, you know, some solutions simply have to be found. We have this situation, this similar situation, which has been ongoing in the High Court, where the High Court makes orders for the special care of children. So these are children being detained in special care units. And we've had a series of lawsuits in recent times where the agency has been taken to task because the court has ordered it to bring children into special care, into these special care units, but Tuzla hasn't been doing so because they haven't had enough spaces, and they've blamed this on a shortage of specialized staff, when you're strength and so on.
Finally, when you're writing the story, Shane, what response did you get from Tuzla?
Yeah, so they essentially, I suppose, held their hands up. They acknowledged the judge's findings, and they said they were committed to ensuring all children in care have a social worker. They said that they had been significant efforts since 2023 to re-enter all of the cases that had not been re-entered, to re-enter them retrospectively, and also to increase the supply of social workers. And I suppose maybe explaining where they were falling down, or part of the reason they were falling down, they said that they had put technological systems in place to ensure that any court directions are implemented. So, that statement suggests to me that nobody was keeping track of this, you know, that there didn't seem to be a proper system in place. Say, oh, look, we're coming up to a 4-week deadline here. We've got to get this back into court. We've got to get the legal people involved.
All right, Shane Phelan, Legal Affairs Editor with the Irish Independent, with that rather disturbing story.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.